guess you just think not me. Old Maggie came home one Friday with a raggedy, raggedy hand. Said, Mom, look what I found in the neighbor's garbage can. Had a missing left arm and a right button eye hanging by a thread. She took it up gently to her room and laid it on her bed. With the other dolls, she loves her broken ones, ones that need a little patching up. Sees a diamond in the rough and makes it shine like new. Really doesn't take that much, a warm heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved her like she does, be a lot less broken ones. Oh, 20 years later at a shelter on 18th Avenue, little teenage girl walks in all black and blue. Oh, needle tracks in her left arm, almost too weak to stand. She says, I'm lost and I need help, as Maggie takes her hand and says, come on in. We love the broken ones, ones that need a little patching up. See the diamond in the rough and make it shine like new. Really doesn't take that much, a warm heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved her like she does, be a lot less broken ones. Oh, but if you called her an angel, she would quickly say to you, oh, I'm just doing all the things the one that died for me would do. He loves the broken ones, ones that need a little patching up. He sees a diamond in, oh, come on, sing it. And he makes it shine like new. Really doesn't take that much, a warm heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved her like he does, be a lot less broken ones. 20 years later at a shelter on 18th Avenue, a little teenage girl walks in all black and blue. Oh, needle tracks in her left arm, almost too weak to stand. She says, I'm lost and I need help, as Maggie takes her hand and says, come on in. We love the broken ones, ones that need a little patching up. She's a diamond in the rough and makes it shine like new. Really doesn't take that much, a warm heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved her like she does, be a lot less broken. I'll sing it with us one more time. Oh, if you called her an angel, she would quickly say to you, oh, she's just doing all the things one that died for her would do. He loves the broken ones, ones that need a little patching up. Sees a diamond in the rough and he makes it shine like new. Really doesn't take that much, a warm heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved her like he does, be a lot less broken ones.
Aren't you glad for a God that loves the broken ones tonight?
Whether work or sick or gone, but we're going to sing a couple old ones tonight, so help us out.
Thank you. There's not a problem he doesn't know about. And before he allows me to go in, he's already made a way for me to come out.
Thank you.
and that's enough for me to make it all the way.
Worship the Lord tonight. Come on, let the Lord have his way right here just a little while tonight. Turn it over to the Lord. Let him work it out. I don't have your answer. This preacher not going to be able to get your answer. But there's a grace of God in the house right now. There's a liberty of the Lord that's in the house. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let the Lord work it out tonight. It's Friday night. We got a lot of time. I'm sure Brother Noble forgive us if we run on overtime a little while. We'll get to Brother Randy here in just a moment. But you'll make it a lot easier on him if you'll take the brakes off and let the Lord have his way just a little while right now. Worship the Lord.
Jesus, oh Jesus, I know he can work it out, he can work it out. Oh, oh, you're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. Oh, how are you going to pay your rent? Oh, all your money spent, little bit to buy some food, the baby needs a pair of shoes. Oh, say you got a light bill due. Oh, and you got a gas bill too. Telephones disconnect. Oh, you ain't on your next paycheck. Oh, tell you what you oughta do. 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 Oh, so I turned it over to the Lord. He worked it out. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Holiness Church, those of you that are helping in the kitchen tonight after the altar service, at the altar call, make your way down there, but stay here and enjoy the preaching and help Brother Randy tonight.
Thank you very much. Oh, it's been a good service up to now, huh? Won't you worship the Lord? Just slip your hands up and worship the Lord. Boy, I'm glad I can touch him in prayer. He can touch me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. How many loves them old-time meetings? Amen. I feel like one's right here, about ready to happen right here. Praise God. Amen. So good to see everybody, and we want the Lord's will to be done in the service. And so good to see all the preachers here and our friends through the years. And boy, the consistency of this area, and I'm telling you that that is a blessing to be able to depend on folks that's going to stay with it. Amen. Praise God. The end of our faith, what? The salvation of our souls. He that endureth to the end. It's not how you start necessarily altogether, is it? It's how you finish up. How many wants to? Amen. Make it all the way home someday. Hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. Thank you for the invitation tonight, for being here in the service. Great crowd out here tonight. And we're going to turn to the book of Jeremiah tonight. The singing was so good. I'm not an expert on it. I can tell a little bit when it's, you know, I can even tell when I'm off key. It don't stop me, but I keep on going. But, you know, I can tell that I'm, you know, that lady that I was going to haul off on one night, and I told her to give me a G, and G wasn't the right A. I didn't even know. I just, G sounded good to me, you know. Give me a G. And I didn't sing it in G, but I told her to play in G, and she did. She was faithful to it. But she didn't like it much. She let me know after her service, when you say G, sing in G, hallelujah. And I said, if I could have, I would have, hallelujah. But I didn't hear no discord tonight, amen. And singing was great. And I tell you, I like it when I'm like that lady that said she didn't really know what unction was, but she knew when it wasn't. And that's the way I am. That singing in church, you know, needs that anointing, doesn't it? How many felt that anointing tonight? Amen. Had me clapping my hands and patting my feet and crying some. Praise God. I'm glad for it. I love the worship of the Lord. Now, I'm gonna preach to us. I guess that's what the Lord wants me to do here. What they asked me to do, and I'd like to see an altar. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell the need in this place tonight. Amen. But I do know this. I can't tell you all the need, but I can tell you the answer. Huh? Oh, hallelujah. You say, well, you don't know all the need. It doesn't matter what the need is. And when I say it don't matter, it doesn't mean it's not important. It means it's irrelevant to God, amen, to deliver us by many or by few. There's nothing you can ask God to do for you, amen, that he cannot do. Somebody say amen. All things are possible, amen, with God. If y'all believe that, shake your head a little harder, will you? Oh, I hear that. Yes, sir. 12th chapter of Jeremiah. And I want to preach real simple tonight. I know that'll shock you that I would preach simple. That's my middle name. But I want to just get this to you. And, I was tempted to grab on to one of these three-point sermons these brethren had. If they had to talk so fast and give me time to write, amen, but I couldn't get it quick enough, amen, so I'm going to give you hopefully at least a one-point sermon. And pointless sermons are grief to us, aren't they, huh? Yes, they are. I'd love to see somebody, amen. You ever been in a service where I took an old boy to church with me one time? He was a drug addict. And I just had got saved, and we had been friends in school. And he was a very insecure young man, and he got with a crowd that was doping and drinking, and to fit in and to be big, you know, he got on that and couldn't get off of it. And his mother called me. I'm gonna let you go here in just a minute. Go to the Bible. I mean, and when anybody, you thought Brother Dole had a prayer through here, but he. He does not have a prayer through here yet. Keep praying, brother. But I took old Steve. I went to see him, Brother Paul, and I tried to help him. He was in bad, bad, bad shape. It was on a church night, and I told him, I said, well, I tell you, this is church night, and I'm going to church, and I would stay with you, but I'll take you with me if you want to go. Maybe God will help you. And, you know, he took me up on it. I went and got him. He was so out of whack that he couldn't, I don't know if you've ever been around him, I'm sure you have, but he couldn't hardly sit up. It just, the devil got a hold of him, and he was way out there. Well, anyway, I took him to the service, and they got on the first song. It was page 138. I still remember it. When God dips his pen of love in my heart. And, you know, that's not really an up-tempo number. It's got that bass lead on it. You know, Brother Bob Osborne, he could salt that bass lead down now, I'm telling you. And, you know, well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. And, you know, I never, Brother Brent, I never thought about, you know, conviction getting on Steve at the first song. We had to go through the prayer request, the three songs and the offering, you know, and the sermon. We had to get an illustration about a bloody car wreck or something. Huh? How many knows what I'm talking about? Got you standing on it, huh? Feel better? Ain't that better? Huh? And old Steve looked over at me and punched me, and he said, will you go pray with me? And I almost said, well, it ain't hardly time, Steve, you know. I know you're not been to church much, but, you know, we got to let Sister Lala Lula over here testify, and, you know, No, go pray, Steve. I'll go with you. The old boy, before he left there, he was singing Amazing Grace. What he could remember of it. He couldn't remember it all, and he was pretty pitiful, but he tried, amen. But the Lord helped him that night. And I want to tell you, when I'm preaching up here, hey, amen, I'm going to tell you, if you knew just how little of a sermon I had, you wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you'd say, well, anything would be what's ahead, amen. But if you feel like going to this altar tonight, if you get under conviction, if God pulls on you, amen, and you say, boy, I'd like to get saved, that's the time to go, amen. You may shock this whole holiness crowd. They may gasp. But it don't matter what they do, amen. But just if you just come on down here and say, God, I'm tired of living like this. Will you make a change in my life? Now that's the time to go, isn't it? How many like see that tonight? Praise God. All right, Jeremiah chapter 12, and these first few verses is Jeremiah talking, amen, to God, and he's, and I want to read, and then. In my text, God talks back to Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah was having a little struggle. Things were a little tough. And he was asking God about it. Now, notice what he says to God right off at the beginning. He said, righteous art thou, O Lord. In other words, I'm not accusing you, God. And I'm not really arguing with you, God. I know you're right. Every what you do is right. And then he said this. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. And then he says, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. He says, you know, Lord, I know you're right. Now, don't get me wrong here. I know you're right, but I just don't understand sometimes the way you operate. Your judgments are lack thereof. Are you with me? How many knows what I'm talking about? And so he goes ahead and explains himself. And he says, wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Here's what was bugging him. He said, I know that you're righteous, but I want to ask about your judgment. Why does the wicked man prosper? Of course, Jeremiah was in big trouble, you know, persecuting and weary. And the Bible, then he says, wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Here's people that are being deceitful and treacherous, and they seem so happy. I don't understand this. Amen. Stay right here. God help me. I hope I can help you. Amen. He says, thou hast planted them. Yea, they have taken root. They grow. Yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. In other words, they serve you with lip service, but their heart and their inward man is a million miles away. Like God didn't know that, you know. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou seen me. You tried my heart toward thee. And then he says, pull them out like sheep for the slaughter. Prepare them for the day of the slaughter. Get them, God. Y'all ever prayed like that? Just one lightning bolt, God, get on, split them. Huh? Y'all never prayed like that, have you? What would you say if I slipped up and heard you praying one time? And I didn't, but somebody did, amen. Get them, God. And Jeremiah didn't understand why God was holding back on him. Huh? Now my message is what God said back to him. And he says, I'm going to move on down to my text, verse 5. This is what God said back to Jeremiah. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? Huh? Here you are, Jeremiah, complaining about your circumstance, and I got sad news for you. It's going to get worse. Everybody say hallelujah. Oh, boy, Brother Webb, you've encouraged me already. It's going to get worse. You want me to tell you something? It is going to get worse. My mom used to tell me when I was young, and preacher coming through, and she'd say, I thought she was going to encourage me, and she'd say, Brother Paul, boy, she loves you. I tell you, I mean, I'm not shocked. I, I almost said that like I was shocked that she could love you, but she's got lots of practice loving preachers, here. And my mama used to tell me, she'd say, when you think you've took all you can, you haven't. Huh? That's right. Can anybody say, oh, hallelujah? Huh? Stay with me now. It's going to be a short one tonight. Amen. I tell you, there's one fella in here that's wanting to eat better than Brother Alvin, and that is I. So you are in safe shape. If you're weary, I'm going to tell you, if you can't be faithful to church in America, and everything as good as it is, what are you going to do when it gets tougher? Huh? Is that right? Oh, y'all help me. Y'all going to help me, aren't you? How about I got you? I'm going to let you sit down. Amen. In just a minute. I'm going to read a little bit more. He says, and if the land in the land of peace, it's where Jeremiah was, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how will thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? Amen. So I want to preach on tonight for just a few minutes, about 15 minutes. I want to preach for 20. Or give me five, give me 25, 5. Hey, 25, 30. Oh, let's get back to preaching here. I'm going to preach as long as I feel like preaching. Is that all right? Huh? Praise God. Now, dude, don't get me wrong. I didn't say as long as you feel like me preaching. I'm going to preach y'all. I want to preach on, amen, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Now the Lord asked him, there was a question the Lord said one time, when I return to the earth, shall I find faith in the earth? And he almost sounded a little skeptical, didn't he? Hey man, how do y'all think that sounded? I thought it sounded like he wasn't sure if he's going to find anybody believing in him when he come back to earth. He's going to. Is it going to be you? You say it's going to, I'm going to let you sit down. I'm not done yet. Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. He said, look, this is what Jeremiah said. God said to Jeremiah. Amen. He said, here you're complaining about being persecuted and your relatives, amen, have scorned you. And here you are complaining to me and you can't take the heat. What are you going to do? Amen. You know what Jesus said to those women that was going up the hill? Amen. Crying for him. He turned around and said, don't weep for me, weep for yourself and your children, amen. Come on now, amen. How many knows we're in the last days? And the question is, what are we going to do in these last days? We've read, the deceiver shall wax what? Worse and worse. I'm not here to give you, amen, a sugar-coated story, amen. I'm going to tell you, we're living in that last hour. But here's the question, what are you gonna do? Amen. I know. Sit down now. God bless you. Wave your hand this way and say, God help this poor preacher. We know, hey, it doesn't take a theologian really to know we are in the last days. I could go through just the news, and it gets depressing. I got in a habit of reading the newspaper. Amen. That's right. Somebody asked me one time. They said, they found out I didn't have a television. And they said, and sometimes people think preachers are smart alecks. And they're not always smart alecks. Just once in a while. And this fellow said to me, because he found out I didn't have a television. And he said, well, how in the world do you ever get the news? And, in my humble way, I said, well, I don't know if you've heard of this, but, there's these little boxes out in front of 7-Eleven, and you put quarters in that slot, and you pull it out, and it's paper and black print on it. They call it a newspaper. And you think that was smart, Ellie, Brother Brent? You think that was being a little borderline? That's what I thought when he looked at me like he's going to bust me in the nose. I thought I might have said that a little harshly. Huh? But I'll tell you, I've just about lost my habit. Amen. Of reading the newspaper anymore. It's just a glorified sports and movie page. Huh? Oh, y'all. You say you've got all. This is better than my sermon. I'll grant you that. Amen. Just stay with me on this. Amen. But I want to tell you, it ain't hard. I remember going up, and you may have heard me tell this. Amen. I went up. I took my kids fishing years ago, and an old guy that was parked at the lake or the little pond there, and he had been there all night, looked like. Boy, he looked bad, and he was smoking, and the smoke was curling out. He was a Marlboro man. You ever hear of him? Found him right there, right by the fishing pond. And I went over to witness to the Marlboro man. I didn't know he was a prophet. Oh, by this tape, you'll understand. Hallelujah. Amen. I went over and I said, "Sir, how you doing?" "Doing fine." I said, "I'm a pastor of a church over in the county, Buchanan County." "Oh, I know where that's at." Amen. He said, "I'll tell you one thing, preacher. Something's getting ready to happen in this whole world." He's a prophet. Huh? And if the Marlboro man knows something's getting ready to happen, you ought to know. Huh? Amen. Look. I want to preach to you a little. Hey, we're in the last day. Amen. Here's what God asked Jeremiah. Amen. He said, it's going to get worse. Amen. The horsemen are coming. The flood is going to rise. Amen. What are you going to do when the floods rise? That's where we're at right now. Somebody's going to backslide. What are you going to do? Somebody's going to, amen, wax worse and worse. But what are you going to do? Amen. Come on now. Woo! Feel like preaching to somebody in this house. Amen. I want to preach on what are you going to do? I've got really another half point here in a minute. Amen. I'll tell you where I got this sermon. You want to know? I had a dream the other night, and ain't no need to go on. You wouldn't understand it. And I know sometimes you dream. Amen. When, you know, you eat something at night and it messes with your subconscious or something. I don't know. It ain't them cinnamon rolls, Sister Doval. I can sleep like a baby on them things. Those are anointing, I'm telling you. But I want you to get this, see if you can interpret this dream. Amen. In the dream, I saw a scene, amen, and there was a flood rising. The water was rising. Amen. It had covered almost everything in sight. Did I share this with you? I don't know if I did or not. Amen. And there was a man, amen, had climbed upon some structure as high as he could get. Amen. Are you still there? Amen. And he climbed up out of the flood, and the water was still rising. And he was sitting on this structure. I know that seems strange, amen, but he had his mouth open as wide as I've ever seen anyone, and he was trying to devour that thing he was sitting on. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You say, that don't sound spiritual. I felt God talk to me about it, amen. He was running out of time. He knew it wasn't going to be long, and instead, amen, of getting in a different frame of mind, he opened his mouth in a gaping fashion and begin to try to devour the last thing, amen, above the water. I tell you, it looks like this world would know that Jesus is coming. Instead of devouring, amen, the world with gaping mouth and appetite. Hey, what are you going to do? Come on.
Feel the Holy Ghost in here.
I just went to another scene, and I hope you'll understand as I just give you a little shade of this view. I saw a man, and they were in treetops, a man and a woman, and I could tell the water had rose up, and they had climbed into higher limbs,
Amen. And this man in his weird way was still trying to talk this woman into sinning. Are you listening to me? I could tell by the conversation. Amen. He was trying to put leverage on her. Amen. And the flood rising all the time. Amen. And I woke up in a fear in my soul. And I said, Lord, I see what you're trying to say. Amen. Come on now. The flood is rising. We don't have time. Amen. Come on now to be feeding the flesh and the appetite of the world. Are you going to help me preach? Amen. We know it's coming. The question is, what are you going to do?
Am I right or not?
Luke chapter 17. I'm going to hurry. Luke chapter 17, I believe it is. Jesus talks about this last day and the coming. And you know, I'll be honest with you. Those chapters in Matthew 24, I have a hard time sorting that out. And that's a key to understanding prophecy, I think it is understanding Matthew 24. Am I right, Dr. Savage? Amen. You're a veterinarian, right? Okay. That's what I am, a veterinarian. Take care of sheep and goats and stuff like that. Y'all know what I mean? Praise God. Amen. Help me preach a little. Praise God. Amen. When I think of Matthew 24 and try to line up, which means, amen, the carrying away of the Jews under the Roman Nero, or which part of it, amen, has to do with, amen, the last of the days, amen, and I don't know how you believe, but don't wake me up. If I'm just dreaming, the first bus that blows the horn, I'm going to be in the seat. Hallelujah. Oh, if somebody say amen, you know what? The Bible said in the last days, it was like in the days of Lot and the days of Noah. Are you listening to me? How many knows that that's what Christ referred, amen, to the last days, the day of the Lord? Come on now. Now that day may last 7 years. Are you listening to me? Amen. Come on, help me preach. But I want to tell you something. Amen. Which one are you going to be? Are you going to be Lot? Are you going to be Noah? Oh, come on now. Amen. We're in that last day. I wish somebody help his preacher. Amen. In the swelling of the Jordan, in the rising of the tide, in the last of the days, what are you going to be doing?
We know what Lot did, don't we? He looked, he leaned, huh? And then he lived. Is that what you've done? Hear me now. Help me preach. Help me. Help me. Somebody help this preacher. Pat me on the back right there. Help me. All right. Hey, I don't want to preach to you just a little bit here tonight. We know we're in that hour. We know the spirits that are loose in this hour. Amen. You know what Lot did? Amen. Come on now. Amen. He ended up living in the gate of Sodom. Amen. Come on now. Oh, yeah. And the angels come and had to drag him out. Are you listening to me? Oh, help me preach a little. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. She was a monument of misery. Is that what you're going to be in this last hour? A monument to misery? Come on now. Amen, Lot. Amen. Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to look out there at the well-watered plains like the plains of Egypt? Come on now. Like the garden of God. Amen. And go the wrong direction.
Am I making any sense? I gotta hurry. Huh? What did Noah do? I want to talk to somebody in here tonight. Listen to me. What did Noah do? The Bible said Noah, being warned of God, what? Come on, church. What did he do? He moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his house. Woo! Oh, I want to preach. preach to somebody in this house. What are we doing here tonight? Amen. Come on. I preached in the church world for a long time. Amen. I go from state to state. Amen. Come on now. And I'll tell you, a lot of people in the holiness churches, amen, are not building arcs. They're looking at fields and well-watered plains. Amen. And they're not, amen, turning their back on this perverted society, but they're mingling and enjoying. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Are being entertained. Amen. By this perverted life. I'll tell you, amen, when the fire starts to fall, when the flood rises, you're going to be in trouble. I've heard people say, and I'll tell you, I've not always been famous. Oh, still ain't. I remember those days, Brother Paul, when I preached to 7 or 8 souls and drive home thinking, boy, I don't know if I'm doing any good or not. And then I read of a preacher that, amen, knew the world was coming to an end, and he had a church of 8 souls. And God said he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And if Noah preached righteousness for 100 years, I don't know how long he preached, brother. I'm figuring it was a long, long time. Because it'd take a long time, amen, to build an ark the size of a football field, 3 stories high, pitched within and without. Amen. And I tell you what, I've been coon hunting. And it'd take me a long time to get 2 coons on board. Y'all ain't getting this at all, are you? I'm preaching you a prophetic sermon here, and you're missing it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you. Amen. You know what? He got busy. I said he got busy. Amen. Because he was warned of God. I want to warn you tonight. Amen. The Lord is coming. The flood is rising. The fire is falling. Amen. You need to build an ark for your house. Right? What will you do? What should you do? Listen to this right here. Seeing then, how many has ever heard of global warming? You know what's in the Bible, don't you? Can I read it to you? Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Did Al Gore write this? Seeing, no, he did not. Seeing then that these things shall be dissolved, heaven and earth will pass away with a great noise. You don't have enough fear on you tonight, because you're going to go out and light one up, probably. You're going to get in and listen to, amen, old Willie and Waylon and Kenny Chesney all the way down the drive. You're going to leave out of here humming, "She was looking back to see if I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see." That song never ends. Come on now. You're going to leave here. You're going to get your widescreen TV, and you're going to put in another dirty movie, and you're going to watch people have relationships and get perverted in your thinking that that's the way it's supposed to be when that's all put on. You ain't helping me preach, are you? Amen. How in the world could we do that? How in the world could we do that? How could we do that knowing that the flood is upon us and knowing that the fire is ready to fall and knowing that Jesus could come any moment and knowing that he's coming back after a church without spot or wrinkle? How can we hole up in a little dark corner and do evil things knowing that Jesus is coming? Seeing then these things, are you with me? I'm almost done. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation,
and godliness. Can I tell you something here tonight? Holiness is not a controversy. Godliness is not just a denomination. Are you hearing me? That, woo! Holy conversation and godliness is what people do when they know the world is getting ready to burn, children. Woo! I wish somebody help his preacher here tonight. Hey, man, come on now. I want to preach to you a little. When I got saved and you, is this okay? Amen. Too late now, I reckon, but amen. I remember when I got saved, I had never heard a holiness sermon in my life other than my mama, you know, when I was growing up, wasn't allowed to go to church. My dad was a backslid before I was ever born. Wouldn't go to church. But I'll tell you, I prayed through at home at the foot of my bed. And when I got in my car, amen, the next morning, turned on that rock and roll music, I felt the Spirit of the Lord check me, amen, and impress my one-day-old soul. Amen. If you're going to stay right with me and ready for my coming, you can't listen to that rot. Are you listening to me? I haven't listened to it since. Are you going to help me preach? I'm not interested in making you happy. I'm not interested, amen, in fitting in some kind of clique. I'm interested in going to heaven when Jesus comes. I want to tell you something tonight. If you're involved in that treetop with that woman, or if you're trying to devour the substance of this world and the flood is arising, be warned tonight. Be warned. If Jesus comes tomorrow, fill in the blanks. Oh, I've heard this all my life, preacher. How many knows we're closer than ever? How many would ever thought that the president of the free world would stand up and give his approval on two old ugly men saying their vows and being married? Who's the wife there? Who's the husband? Who's the, is that the most evil thing that you've ever heard of? Now, you know why you're not really a man of me here? Because we've sat around in the gate of Sodom till it becomes just normal living. But I want to tell you what's happened. Amen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The Lord is coming back with vengeance on those who obey not the gospel. Are you hearing me? You say that's a judgmental view. I tell you what, I'm getting ready to meet the Lord. If you're in this house tonight, you ought to know, listen, you may be in this house tonight and you've tasted of that pleasure out there, and there is pleasure in sin for a season. Amen. But I'll tell you, with the trumpet it sounds, while you're out on some dark alley, you're going to regret that. Are you hearing me preach? I want to preach to you a little bit tonight. Amen. You say, I don't really believe holiness. Amen. It's what we ought to be living. With Jesus comes, you'll want to be in a holiness church. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. Because he's coming back with a people without blame or spot. Hallelujah. Where'd you get a doctrine like that out of this Bible? I just read it to you. Seeing these things will be dissolved. And I know I give people grace, and you know, I'm not their final judge. Huh? I'm not. But I know what the Bible tells us. And the Bible said if we warn not the righteous. You see, I thought it said the wicked, it did. And then it said the righteous. And they sin. Read it. It's in there. Their blood. What do you mean their blood? If a righteous person sins, they are a sinner now. And they're going to be in trouble when they meet God. Somebody say amen. And if we don't warn them, if we preach love and sugar cookie religion, and we never tell them about their sins, and we never warn them about the flood, and we never warn them about the coming of the Lord, amen, their blood will be on our hands.
hands. That's why I'm warning you here tonight. This is not popular. I've had people walk out on me all my life. It hurts me. I got a big, tender heart. I really do. It hurts me. It hurts me when people follow me out into the parking lot and put their finger in my chest and punch on me and say, somebody's been talking to you. And I denied it, you know, because for a while, and finally they put me in the corner and I had to just fess out. And I said, you're right. Somebody has been talking to me. I knew it. Who was it? The Holy Ghost. Woo. You don't love me, do you? You love chicken noodle soup, don't you, huh? Come on now. Praise God. I want to preach to you. This thing's going to burn. Huh? I'm not even talking about the fact that you could drive off his hill and run into a preacher that late at night is about to sleep and him cross the line and sends you into eternity. I'm not even talking about the brevity of life. I'm talking about the coming of the Lord. He's coming as a thief in the night. I want to tell you something. I'm warning you tonight. Get your house in order. Am I preaching right or not? I want you to lift your hands, ask the Lord to help me at this altar. Amen. Get your house in order. I don't care what pleasure there is in this world you're wanting. Like that man, Brother Doval, the interpretation of that. Amen. That man sitting upon that structure trying to eat. Amen. Metal and stone and cement. And God let me know that's the appetite of the carnal man trying to feed on success and power and popularity. Are you listening to me? But when Jesus comes, it ain't gonna matter. I wish I was a preacher tonight. Lift your hands, ask the Lord to help me right here. Oh, I wish I could preach. I wish I could preach. Seems like all preachers get done anymore is just trying to be an advocate for God and defend God. And you try to bring God off the shelf and bring him back into a good light with the people. One of these days, God's going to get tired of that. You hear me? And every knee's going to bow. The old preacher's work will be over. Hear me? I said the old preacher's work of pleading and begging. I remember preaching to a man one time, and a young man and his mother in the revival. We hadn't had hardly nobody come, and she kept begging me, don't close, don't close. Little white-headed man, lady. And she said, my boy's promised to come Friday night. He just got out of jail for a gun charge. He was on drugs real bad. And he came on Friday night. I preached the best I could. You say you throw everything you could at him, everything I could at him. I went back. I really don't go a lot back to people and try to persuade them. If I can't do it in my preaching, sweating and crying and pleading and fasting and begging, a lot of times I haven't been real successful going back and dragging people up the aisle. But for her sake, knowing that that's what she was expecting of me, amen, I knew God wouldn't mind. Amen. And so I went back and I said, sir, amen, would you like to come to the Lord? No, I wouldn't. Nah. His little old mother, I felt her on my shoulder, sobbing, tears falling on the floor. She got over it where he was at on her knees. Baby, honey, mommy don't want you going to hell. She laid her little old white head down in his lap. She wet his trousers with her tears. He pushed her away and got up angry and walked out of that house lost as he could be. Sweet Lord.
and send my servant unto you one more time and ask you, what will you do? Yes, you sit now and sift through the sands of a life that is falling apart before your very eyes. And I say unto you again tonight, what shall you do in the judgment? Yea, it is coming apart now. And now in the time of peace, things are falling apart around you. But what will you do in that day, saith the Lord? But I am here tonight in mercy. I come tonight in grace, and I extend to you a way out of the ruins. There is a road of revival for you, and it begins at this altar tonight, saith the Holy Ghost of heaven.
How about it? Are you going to be a monument of misery? Or are you going to be the instrument of somebody's salvation, leading somebody to the Lord, building that ark for your house, for your life? I can't make this serious enough. I can't make this real as it needs to be. You need to get right with God. For Jesus is soon to come. The tide, the flood is rising. You're running out of time. We all are. Are you going to get ready then, or are you going to be ready? We ain't going to have time to get ready. Am I right or not? Lift your hands this way and ask God to save somebody's soul. How about it, friend? How about it? Every saint of God's praying, please pray till somebody comes here. How about it? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's in your hands. God won't save me. Oh, come on, that whole Bible is about saving you. God won't forgive you. I'm telling you, Christ forgave the very people that drove nails in him. Come on, friend. Come to God. He'll save you right now. He's working on you right now. What are you going to do in the swelling of the joy? We know we're in that last hour. The Middle East is a powder keg. Might have went off while I'm talking. Won't you come tonight? How about it? There ain't enough good times out there to pay for the regret and remorse you're going to have. Won't you come? How about it? That's right. Come on.
His plan for you. Nor hesitate while there's still time.
We're waiting on you.
While there's still time.
This is the last days. And it could be your last day. How about it? Who's helping this preacher tonight? I'm trying to reach for some lost soul in this house tonight.
Living on.
How about it?
Borderline.
Come to Jesus. Let him fix you.
If
he can work it out.
Only do.
Oh, is somebody say amen?
His plan for you.
How about it? Come on. Come on. Precious soul.
You wouldn't wait.
Come on.
Nor hesitate.
You know it's going to happen. You know it's on the verge of happening right now. What are you going to do in this hour? Are you going to pitch towards Sodom till the fire falls? Or are you going to build an ark? seen these things shall be dissolved. What manner of man's ought we to be in holy conversation? Amen. I want to tell you, right living is going to be in style when that trumpet sounds. We'll be glad we gave it all we had. Come on now. Are you going to help me? Somebody help this man. Somebody help this preacher. Talk to somebody. Come on, friend. Amen. Christ can do it for you tonight. Come on. He can save to the uttermost. He can make you brand new. That's right. Come on down to this altar. Get ready to meet God. Prepare. Amen. Get ready to meet God. That's right, sis. Somebody else, come. Come to this altar. Get right with God before it's too late. What are you going to do in the swelling of the door? How about it? Come on now, church. Say amen. Lift your hands one more time and pray for this service right here. Come on. Come on. You feel like praying? Come on. You feel like praying? Come on. Come on. You got somebody on your heart that's not ready? Come up here and pray for them. Come up here and build on that ark. Come here to the praying ground. Ask God to give us revival. Come on, friend. Give your heart to God. He can turn it around. Oh, yeah. Come on and get ready. Come on and prepare.
While there's still
what are you going to do in this hour? Come on.
While there's still time.
Come on, church. Help us pray.
Oh, make up your mind.
Thank you. nor hesitate while there's still time. While there's still time. Oh, make up your mind. Oh, you can be happy living on.
Mercy.
my forgiveness.